Good morning. We are continuing with the potential argument that there is indeed a basis to go onto Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount nowadays, and we are explaining the Shita of Rav Yisrael Ariel, who is of the view that certainly people should be going up to Har HaBayis, staying outside of the place that they estimate was the Makom HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash itself was, but around that, on the Temple Mount, he says people indeed should go, they should prepare properly, they should go to mikveh, do the proper preparations, but indeed they should go. And we saw the first reason was because by going up onto Har HaBayis, that is part of Kivush Eretz Yisrael, that's part of conquering the land of Israel, and by virtue of going up, we are mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And last time we analyzed that and said that, in fact, that's not so simple because many poskim are of the view that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a chiyuv on the tzibur, a klal Yisrael as a whole, not on individuals. If individuals are going to specific places, even if it's a bunch of individuals, hundreds of people, 1,600 people go up to Har HaBayis and Tisha B'Av, that is still individuals doing it, and not the tzibur doing it. So indeed, it's a machlokas. How are mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? But many poskim are of the view that it is not an individual that's mekayim it. It's the tzibur that would have to be mekayim it. So just going up individuals onto Har HaBayis would not be sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah. And in any case, we also saw that Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook was of the view that because Israel has effective control over the Har HaBayis nowadays, although it is split with the Wapf, but because Israel does have certain controls over the Har HaBayis, the Kivush has been done, and individuals going up, that doesn't assist at all. There is no further a mitzvah of Kivush by any individual. So that was attempt number one to say that there's a mitzvah that exists on the Har HaBayis, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and we see now that that is not such a simple thing, and certainly if there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can be mekayim it in other places. It doesn't have to be on Har HaBayis. So Rav Ariel continues and says there's a second mitzvah, and this is going to be the subject of our conversation today, the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. And as we've discussed in the past, this is a mitzvah miyadoraisa to show the proper awe, the proper fear of the Makom HaMikdash. And the argument is that in order to fulfill this mitzvah, we'd have to go up to the Makom HaMikdash. Now, truth be told, and this is discussed in by Rav Yosef Breiner in his article that addresses the various claims of those who say to go up onto Har HaBayis. So he says as follows. Point number one. Let's assume that that's correct. Let's assume that there's a mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash, somebody who goes up onto the Har HaBayis. But even if that were the case, and he's going to say that's debatable, he's going to say actually stronger than that, he's going to say that's not the case, but even if that were the case, it would not permit us to go and do an action that has a safek Isur Karis involved with it, meaning that going up to the Har HaBayis could be an Isur Karis depending on where you go and how you go. And certainly in order to fulfill a mitzvah, positive mitzvah, we would not be permitted if we're putting ourselves in risk of violating an Isur Doraisa, which has a punishment of Kares. So you're getting a mitzvah for going up, you're getting a terrible Aveira going up. And the phrase would be, V'yatza hefseido bischaro, your sar that you're going to think you're going to get is going to be lost out by the hefsed, by the loss of the tremendous Aveira. So that's point number one. That point number two, he gets into the actual claim that you can do the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash up on the Har HaBayis. The implication is that's the only place you can be mekayim the mitzvah, showing proper fear and awe of the Makom HaMikdash is on the Har HaBayis. So truth be told, the Sefer HaChinuch, it's really clear from the Sefer HaChinuch that you can be mekayim this mitzvah even not when going on to Har HaBayis. So this is the language of the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Reish, Nun Dalid Masha Amru Zichonam Livracha Shein Adam Nichnas Bechol Har HaBayis Alel Dvar Mitzvah, talking about that there's to go up into Har HaBayis, that you can only go up because of the awe of the place in order to do a mitzvah. It's not a place that we're going to take a tiyul. So he continues in talking about the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash. So that Chazal told us Asul Adam Shifane O Yishan LaOlam Ben Mizrach LaMarav. It's not permitted for somebody to go to the bathroom, number two, or to sleep facing in the east to west direction. You'd have to go number two to the bathroom, not pointing towards the Makom HaMikdash, and also to not sleep going in that direction is also somewhat of a disgrace. So when somebody gets together with one's wife, etc., wife, husband, and wife, pointing in that direction. So we should change the direction of the bathroom, change the direction of where we're going to the bathroom. And we should change the direction of the bed that we're sleeping in, because the Heichal is in that direction, is in the Ma'arav, is on the western side, and other things also. And what we're, the point here is that we are talking about being mekayim the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash when you're not on the Har HaBayis. Wherever you may be sure not to point in that direction when going to the bathroom. Wherever you may be, don't have your bed pointing in that direction. And more than that, there's also part of the Mora Mikdash that it's prohibited for somebody to build something that looks like the Heichal. To build, this is the Heichal, look like this, and to build something that represents that, just like the Heichal. Or to build an entryway into an area like the Ulam. The Ulam was the antechamber that brought you into the Heichal. Or to build a courtyard that looks just like the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash. And all of this, says the Chinuch explicitly, is because of the mitzvah, the Chiyuv of Mora Mikdash. So here we have it, that it's not that we need to go onto Har HaBayis in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah Mora Mikdash, because there are many ways to be Mekayim this mitzvah even without going onto the Makom HaMikdash. So point number one is as follows, that even if it were so that we have a mitzvah to go up to Har HaBayis, that's where we could be Mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah would be to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, not the going up itself, but in order to be there, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, you can't do a mitzvah while still incurring a punishment of a Safek Kares. That's point number one. Point number two that we just went through is there's not an argument that this is the only place on Har HaBayis that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah Mora Mikdash, because we see there are many ways to Mekayim the mitzvah elsewhere, specifically outside the Makom HaMikdash, outside the Har HaBayis. And point number three, if we look back at the Chinuch that we just read, a very interesting point, we started off by saying, Masha Amru Zichronam Yivracha, this is what Chazal tell us, Chein Adam Nichnas, the whole Har HaBayis, Ele Dvar Mitzvah. You can only go on to Har HaBayis if you're going to be doing a mitzvah. The clear implication from that is the going on itself onto Har HaBayis is not a mitzvah. Going on to Har HaBayis is not a mitzvah. You can only go on if you do a different mitzvah, because going on is not a mitzvah in of itself. So that is a very interesting point. Point number three. Point number four, also fascinating, when it comes to the makom, to the mitzvah of Mora HaMikdash. So, as we've said in the past, even if we say you can go on to Har HaBayis, that is only Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, outside of where the Beis HaMikdash was, outside of where the Azara was, and even the Ezras Nashim would be an Isser Durabanan for somebody who's a Tamei Mesk to go into the Ezras Nashim. You'd have to stay out of the Chel area. We've gone through all of this in the past. Now, interestingly, there are opinions that say that the only place that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash is in the actual Mikdash, at least the mitzvah Midoraisa. It would have to be in the Makom HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash stood, and not Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is the Temple Mount. In the Temple Mount, there was a specific area that the Beis HaMikdash stood. To be Mekayim Mora Mikdash, according to the Meiri, it can't be just going on to Har HaBayis. You have to go into the Makom HaMikdash itself. And even those who are saying go up onto Har HaBayis, they agree you can't go into the Makom HaMikdash. You can only go onto the Har HaBayis outside the place where the Mikdash was. So there's no way you could be Mekayim the mitzvah up there accordingly. Now that's according to the Meiri. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, the most famous commentary in the Sefer HaChinuch, admittedly, there is a mitzvah of Mora HaMikdash in Har HaBayis as well. You don't have to go into the Makom HaMikdash, but the Minchas Chinuch agrees that you can also be Mekayim the mitzvah outside of the Har HaBayis. And in addition, it must be that the Minchas Chinuch would also agree that you can't go on if you are risking a car race. There's no way that the Minchas Chinuch would say that you can go on to Har HaBayis, even though you're going to get receive a Safek Kares, but you're being Mekayim the mitzvah midoraisa of Mora Mikdash. There's no way. There's no way. You can't do an Isra deraisa, or even a Safek Isra deraisa that is associated with the punishment of Kares in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. So based on all of those points, we see that it is not a very strong argument. It's a very weak argument to say we should go on to Har HaBayis because we can be mekayim the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash. So far we've gone through two potential mitzvahs. Number one would be Yishuv Haaretz, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Kivush Eretz Yisrael, if you go on to Har Bais, and that one we discarded with. And now with the second one, Mor HaMikdash, also not a very strong argument to get us to go on to Har Bais in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash. And Emir Tzashem, we will continue. Maybe there's one or two other arguments that could be made, and maybe those will have more validity than the first two that we've been through. Thanks so much for listening.